I am Jason Berlin, founder of Field Team 6. And that is, there's no greater honor than that in my life besides being my mother's son, my brother's brother, my dad's son too. So welcome to our biggest event of the year. We are live. I just wanted to say that, of course, we're live. At biggest Field Team 6 event of the year, the Registered Democrats Summit 2024. And you are just in time for our third keynote speaker of the day, the amazing Jessica Craven. I just have to say a quick update. At the beginning of the day, we made a bold, just big, hairy announcement. I said that wrong. Sorry, that sounded weird. We made a big announcement that we were going to go for raising $100,000 today by the end of the day, starting at zero. Right now, we are over $91,000. We have, in the middle of the day, just a little while ago, an anonymous donor offered a $50,000 matching grant. So everything that you give will be doubled. And we're just trying to get to $100,000 so that we can turn that $100,000 into 100,000 new voters. That is blue and purple voters, in other words, Democrats and independents in swing states. That is the best value proposition in activism, period. So thank you so much for getting us this far. Let's go all the way. Only 9,000 left. Let's get there for everyone we love. So you know how in texts sometimes or on Twitter, someone puts a clapping hands between each word. I'm going to do that live, okay? Jessica Craven is a national treasure. She really is. She is one of my organizing heroes personally. Her newsletter, Chop Wood, Carry Water, goes out to over 23,000 people every weekday with easy, effective political actions to take to stave off despair, effect positive change, and elect more Democrats. What she does, I do. What she tells me to do, I do. Just you won't go wrong. We're so thrilled that she's joining us today. Hey, Jess, thank you so much. The Zoom is yours.
Hi, thank you. Can you guys hear me okay? Hi, Jason.
Perfectly.
Yeah, okay. Hi. Oh my God, hi everybody. So I am at the Beverly Wilshire in Beverly Hills right now, attending something called the Democracy Matters Workshop. And I just was in a room with James Carville is in there, and John Dean, Elise Hoge is coming to speak. It's all, you know, Steve Bullock, the governor of Montana, was at my table. I was like, oh, hi there, Mr. Governor. And I'll tell you, the only thing I've been sitting there and thinking as we've been listening to all these like political strategists talk is I can't wait to go to the Field Team 6 event because you guys are actually my people. I love listening to political strategists. It's really interesting. But what actually really kind of floats my boat and gets me excited is being with the people who are actually out there doing the grunt work, the field work, the voter registration work, the door knocking work that is saving our democracy. Because we can all, you know, we can watch talking heads on CNN until the cows come home. We can be a talking head. None of that is going to actually save our country. What's going to save our country is what you guys on this call are doing, what Jason and the amazing people at Field Team 6 are doing. I'm hoping, because I just jumped in and heard that we're $9,000 away from the goal, I would really be so thrilled if you guys made the rest of that while you were listening to me. So that's the first thing I'm going to say. So yeah, I am, sorry, I was in this beautiful room with a beautiful, I was all backlit, it was perfect. And then a couple of people came in there and I had to leave. So now I'm in like a waiting area, basically. All right, 91, we're getting there. So I'm supposed to deliver a keynote speech and I am someone who tends to speak very off the cuff, but I will tell you, most of you, I think, know who I am. I am sort of the opposite of a talking head. I am a doing feat. And that's what I think we all need to be, right? my newsletter, Chop Wood Carry Water. It's in the name of the newsletter. I tell people things they can do to move the needle. And the reason I share those things with them is because they are things that I am doing. And the reason I do those things is because, A, I'm absolutely terrified of the direction that half of our country seems to be trying to pull us. And the other reason is because anxiety has turned out to me to be a really good treatment for, I'm sorry, activism has turned out to be a really good treatment for anxiety. And so I have found that in taking action, I can calm myself down. I can get myself back into the day, because one of the worst things for my mental health is when I start deciding that I know what's going to happen 6 months down the line. And also, we can actually move the needle. Registering voters, which is what Field Team 6 does, is one of the great central ways of chopping wood and carrying water, is just creating more voters, right? Because if we don't, if we want to win elections, we need people to vote for our candidates. We can't get those people to vote for our candidates if they're not voters at all. And as I'm sure somebody has said during this workshop, when I do my Activism 101 workshop, one of the slides I have is a quote from Field Team 6 saying that about 60% of the people who are not registered to vote say they have never been asked to register to vote. And so that is one of the great values of organizations like Field Team 6, that they are going out and they are doing that asking. But so that's what my newsletter does. And then, of course, I think you guys know that I do a lot of work over now on TikTok for now, and other social media, just talking to people. And I was reminded again today, as I was listening to this workshop, somebody said in the workshop that the average American thinks about politics for 4 minutes a week. I don't know where that statistic came from. I know Jason's got his head in his hands. Me too. I was just like, what? I think I don't think about politics for about 4 minutes a week. I think that's about, I force myself to not think about it for about 4 minutes a week. But the truth of the matter is that when I get into despair about our country, one of the things that's actually reassuring to me is that we think of half of the country as being sort of malevolent, but I think actually it's a much smaller percentage that are really the bad apples. And then there's just a huge percentage that aren't really paying attention at all. And anyone who knocks doors or phone banks knows this, because when you start talking to voters, you will find the most remarkable sort of information deserts, because people are really busy trying to make ends meet. And the cost of living is high, and living in America is stressful. And when people are stressed out about their basic survival, they are much less likely to think about things like elections. So when I talk to voters, I find that swing voters, you know, these kind of like low propensity voters, they don't even know which party is the party that supports abortion rights and which party is the party coming after them. We're talking about that level of low information that is common. I was just listening to somebody else speak about focus groups that they're doing right now, and how many voters still don't know that Donald Trump was responsible for getting Roe v. Wade overturned. They still don't know. There were voters in their focus groups who did not know there had been an insurrection, right? There are voters who don't know that Donald Trump has said that he's going to be a dictator on day one. So I say all of that just to say that there are some Americans that really are in a different place. Like, there's about 30%, I think, of Americans they found recently that are bona fide Christian nationalists who really want that for our country. That's not great. The rest of us, though, can keep them at bay simply by voting. And so our job, as I've heard, you know, the speakers before me saying, is just to talk to voters. And while it feels really overwhelming right now, it feels really scary, the stakes feel incredibly high. Part of what we can do that is our superpower is just to inform people of what is actually happening. And that is something that we're all really well equipped to do. Someone was just talking about relational organizing. We can be relational organizers every day by simply talking to our friends who don't pay attention to politics more than 4 minutes a week and letting them know, hey, not only has Joe Biden done all this great stuff, there's all these new factory jobs and he's fighting for healthcare and he's fighting to protect abortion rights, but did you know that, like, you know, whatever, and then just list a couple of the things that Trump has promised to do. So that's a big part of what we can do. And then the other big part of what we can do is just really continue to stay in the day, not get ourselves super freaked out by, you know, I talked about this in my newsletter today, doom scrolling, right? There's an enormous amount of negative information coming in at us all the time. No one in history has had as much information coming in at them from all over the world 24/7 every day than we do. We are kind of we're lab rats. What happens if you take human beings and you just feed them information about what's happening everywhere, bad and good, but mostly bad, all the time? Well, what happens is obviously is we can see a whole bunch of crazy, but also it can get really overwhelming. And so, you know, I don't have a lot of time. In fact, I think my time is almost up. So here's my survival recommendation for getting through the next 10 months is that we chop wood, carry water, right? And I mean that. We really make sure we are taking action, whether it's volunteering for Field Team 6, volunteering for some other amazing organization, giving money where it's strategic. And Field Team 6, again, is one of those places that is strategic. Signing up for a phone bank, even if we're afraid, because getting out of our comfort zone is actually kind of good for us. And also, it's much scarier to live in an autocracy than it is to call a few strangers or knock on their doors. Bringing it back to the day. You know, think about how many things we have been told were going to happen that did not happen, right? I thought for sure Ron DeSantis was going to be our presidential candidate. I was actually positive of it. So I was wrong, right? So getting out of the predictions game, getting out of the doom scrolling game, really, for me, I have to really manage my social media consumption and my cable. Well, I don't have cable news. I'm not going to lie. I don't watch cable TV at all. And I think it's a really healthy choice. A lot of other people make a different choice, but I would just say, like, maybe manage the amount. Because remember, change never, ever came about by watching MSNBC. It never did, right? The great civil rights movements, the great changes in our country, they did not come about because we were watching Rachel Maddow. God bless her. But they came about because people got out and did the work. And so that's what we're going to do this year, right? Fear is our enemy. Action is our friend. And so the last thing I'll say before I stop, I just came up with this expression this morning when I was writing the intro to my newsletter, is instead of doom scrolling, I'm really going to recommend that we all remember to look for the victories too. Look for the heroes too. There are literally hundreds of them. Well, I'm not going to say hundreds of them on this call, although I am assuming you are all heroes, but there are dozens of people on this call who single-handedly are changing the United States of America through their actions. And if we look around us, all over the country are people fighting for our democracy. They are throwing their entire lives into saving our country. So we spend so much time looking at, like, oh, what's Steve Bannon doing now? Ooh, what's, you know, Peter Navarro, oh, he's going to jail. Good. Oh, but Donald Trump just got off here. Bad. Instead of maybe going, hey, what's Jason Berlin and what's Field Team 6 doing today? What's Grassroots Democrats doing today? What are Markers for Democracy doing today? Because we are standing not just on the shoulders of giants, we are surrounded by giants right now. And someday our shoulders will be the shoulders that someone else stands on. So don't forget that. And please remember, less doom scrolling and more dem, as in democracy scrolling. Please look for the people who are leading and guiding us and bolstering us at this time. Focus on them, celebrate them, because what we focus on grows. And I really fully believe that if we do that and we keep doing the work, screening out the noise, screening out the polls, screening out the people who tell us that we're doomed and we're never going to win, and do the work, we are going to be okay. We are going to be able to lead this country into a new place and maybe start to actually realize the democracy we have craved for so long. So don't quit before the miracle, please. Thank you for being on this call with me today. And I think I've gone over my time, so I'd better stop. Thank you, guys.
Oh, amazing, amazing. Don't quit before the miracle. Don't quit before the miracle. Yeah, I've heard you say that before, and it did that same thing to me then. It's cruel of you to drop that right before you got off. Don't quit before the miracle. That's exactly right. We, you know, I love everything you said about taking direct action. Action is the antidote. Don't agonize, organize. And it's one step at a time. We have won. You're talking about pointing out the victories. We have won every major battle since Trump won in a loophole electoral college victory in 2016. Since the Women's March was a starter pistol for the resistance, we won in 2017. We flipped the House in 2018, got a Democratic trifecta and Biden in 2020, and literally every single year have continued to win because of the volunteers and donors and organizers. And by now, it's let's say 8 years. It's not great that we've all had to keep saving the world every year for the last 8 years. But one side effect is we're getting real good at it. You know, we've all been training. I mean, and thank you for everyone who's like just tuning in for the first time today. We need you. Absolutely. But for the people who have been here 8 years or some their whole lives, like, let's just talk about these last 8 years. That's two full army stints. We've been training as organizers. There is a vast national infrastructure of activism that was not there in 2016 that Field Team 6 is proud to be a small part of. So, oh my God, Jess, could not agree more on the power of daily action. When you take action every day, after a few weeks, it starts to become a habit. When you do that for a few months in a row, it starts to become a lifestyle. And that is our goal, for activism to become a part of our lives, all of our lives, however big or small. So the question isn't, is activism sustainable? It's more, is your activism sustaining? Is it feeding you? Because if you're doing it right, it should feed your soul. It's therapy for you, for the voters you register, and for the whole democracy. So let's take action right now. Walk the walk, not just talk the talk. Sign up for an event and please donate. We'll drop those links in the chat right now. Have an update. We are now over $92,000 that we have raised today. That's incredible. That is amazing. Let's get to 100,000. Meet our goal. Help us get there, please. We have this matching fund of $50,000. That, so every dollar that you donate is doubled, and we can do this. That 100,000 again becomes 100,000 blue or purple voters in swing states and districts across the country. So you are making a crazy difference by helping us with that. All right. Thank you so much, Jess. You're our hero. And no doom scrolling, dem scrolling, democracy scrolling. This democracy is at stake, but we know how to save it. In fact, we all have been saving it for the last 8 years. No reason to stop now.